Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. Welcome to part two of my series on getting ready for summer. I just want to sing the song from Meatballs when I see that, but I won't. I promise you I won't. In the first part, I talked about how you need to sit down and plan. We work smarter, not harder, no matter what it is we're planning for. A large event or a day at the beach, it really doesn't matter. Sit down with a paper and pencil first and plan things out so you're not rushing around trying to figure out where things are. Take my word for it, please, 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 please. Anyway, part two. I'm using the word summer for each of these six parts. Part two is the U, and it stands for use what you have. I have the advantage of living in Southern California, so many of the things we use for summer, we use all year long. We always use sunscreen. We may not go swimming all year long, but we can. Just a lot of the things that in other parts of the country, like St. Louis or south of Chicago, where I grew up in St. Louis, Mr. D grew up south of Chicago, where you couldn't use them in the winter, we don't have to pack away. But I remember, I understand a lot of these things you pack away for the next year. And then the first day you get ready to go to the beach or to the park or on a picnic or wherever it might be, good luck finding what it is you need. You're racing around like a maniac, and often we end up having to stop somewhere to buy something, and we either end up spending top dollar for it because we didn't plan ahead, or they're out of it, and now you're stuck. What do you do now? Well, what you do is you're going to do things now, right now, and stop this from happening. Use what you have. And once again, three steps. Can you tell that I was taught how to write? I have a Master of Divinity, for those of you who don't know. I was taught the three-point sermon development method. And it just kind of stuck with me. 3 points are just easier to remember, although I do four in one of the future episodes. So three. Number one, take a tour. Tour your house. Go through your house. Dig under those sinks. Go into those closets. Look under beds, especially in your children's rooms. You may be amazed what you find. You may want to take a broom with you, and you may want to wear gloves. Go out to the garage, go in the basement. Wherever it is you tend to store things, go look for them now. And just, you know, take a tour, drag this stuff out. You don't have to do it all at once, but you also don't want to wait until the night before. I keep talking beach because that might not be something you do all the time, or a couple of days before vacation when you're leaving for the lake. You don't want to wait until then to begin looking at this stuff. Go through now. Go through your kids' drawers or the boxes where you store summer clothes. Start looking at these things. Step number two, take an inventory. See what it is you have. Count up how many half-used bottles of sunscreen you have stored around your house, and then stand there in shock and awe when you discover eight of them hiding in various places, and yet every time you get ready to put sunscreen on, you can't seem to find one of them. This might be the time to get one of those large Ziploc kind of bags and put all of them in there and store them someplace where you can keep track of them. Try clothes on kids. Now, I am a big one. Well, I'm not going to jump ahead because that's the third one. But, you know, I still believe in hand-me-downs, especially if you're talking about summer stuff. If you live somewhere where your kids are only wearing shorts or swimsuits or something a few times or for a few weeks, then they ought to be in good enough shape you can pass down. And even if they're kind of beat up, great. Then the next one down can wear it to go out and muck in the yard so that they don't wreck something decent that you just bought a week ago. But take an inventory, determine what you have, figure out what it is you're going to need. And this is when you check fans, make sure the fans work and they're clean. Make sure the air conditioning's fine if you haven't fired it up yet this summer. Check and see if you need propane for the grill. Jeez, goodness, there is nothing worse than going out to grill something. You've planned dinner, you're ready to grill, you go out, you go to fire up the grill, tank's empty. What a pain. Now either you've got to figure something else out for dinner, or somebody's got to go and get the propane tank filled. So inventory this stuff and see what works and what doesn't. If the clothes have been passed down, they're worn out, throw them out. If they're too little for the littlest one and they're still okay, have a box, start clearing this stuff out. Get rid of the broken toys, the broken buckets, the broken sand toys, all of that. Just now's the time to clear it out. Because step number three, take a trip. If you remember, I'm a big one on making lists. You're going to make a shopping list. You're going to go out. You don't have to do this all at once, but you're going to go out and you're going to start picking these things up. Step number one, go to the dollar store. I was at 99 cents only yesterday, and they had a ton of summer stuff. I'm talking the pails. I'm talking the shovels and rakes. I'm talking the pool noodles. They even had swimming suits, although, God, you know, use your discretion. And some of the things are a little more now, but 99 cent store. They had, you know, they've got the flip-flops and all of that. The Dollar Tree does too, or any of the dollar stores. Go there first. Stop number two, go to the thrift stores. If your kids don't have beater clothes that they can wear, that you don't mind them rolling around in the dirt and doing whatever it is that just beats them up so that you wouldn't let them walk anywhere off the block in them. If you need new stuff like that, then go to the thrift stores and look for some of those things. Save yourself some money. And then start expanding out. If they need a couple of decent outfits, go out and get them. If you need like a new cooler or new fans, go out and look for those. But this is when you take your trip and you pick up the things you need. Because if you wait and you don't stock up on sunscreen now, should you actually need it, the problem you're going to run into is if you wait until the middle of July to go out and get some, the ones you might want will be gone, and what will be left is the really expensive stuff. And, you know, you might not want to do that. You might be lucky, maybe it's a brand you use, but I don't buy really inexpensive stuff because I want it to work, but I want to have a selection so I can pick what it is I want. So use what you have. Go through. So take a tour of your house and drag everything out and see what it is you have. Inventory everything. Throw out what's garbage. Give away what doesn't work anymore but is still usable. Pass things down in the family. Put things where you can find them. And then make a list of what it is you need and take a trip to the store now so that you have what you want when you need it. This isn't rocket science. Believe me, shoot, nowadays rocket science isn't even rocket science. If you take the time to do this now, you're going to save yourself a headache and money somewhere down the road. It's just that simple. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.